Good evening, Rabbi Say. Learning another piece of Agadata in the Gemaras and Brachas. We have here in the Gemaras and Brachas, we have endless Agadatas. Every daf has. But just to take one thing from this week, the Gemara tells us a very big fundamental machlekes, that the source of that machlekes is the Gemara from this week at Daf Yud Zayin and Mudalef in Brachas. The Gemara tells us, after speaks about all the tefillahs that everybody davened, the Gemara speaks about Magul of Epuma, people used to say things. And one of the things they said, it says Magul of Epuma derav, lo ko ilom azeh ilom abo. Ilom azeh and ilom abo are not the same. Ilom abo, ain bo ilo yachilo v'lishtiyo, there's no eating, there's no drinking, le pir v'rivyo, no giving birth, le masu mato, no business, le kino, no jealousy, le sino, no hatred, no tacharus, no competition. El tzaddikim yoishvim v'atretem v'roshem. Tzaddikim sitting with their crowns on their head. V'nenim v'ziv v'shchidli enjoying the shchina. Shenema v'yichzu v'seleke v'yichlu v'yishtu. They bring the pasuk in Ma'amad HaSinai that the Zkenim saw Kadosh Baruch Hu, that was good enough for them as eating and drinking. That's what you have in Olam Haba. The Rambam learns from this Gemara. The big fundamental concept that the Rambam learns. The Olam Haba, there is no bodies in Olam Haba. In Olam Haba, there's only neshamas. Why? The Rambam basically derives from this Gemara. What do you mean there's no food, no eating, no drinking? What does it mean that there's no competition, no jealousy? That there's no body. The body requires that. That's what the Rambam writes in Hichos Tshuva Perek Ches Halacha Beis. Says the Rambam, Ha'olam Haba, Ein Bo Guf V'Gviyo. There's no body. Elo Nefasho Yisat Tzadikim Milvat, Beloi Guf, Kemalochei Hashoris. Like the Malochei. That's the Rambam in Hichos Tshuva. And then he says, so be if there's nothing there, what do we have? We have only the Nani Mizik Hashchina. That's the long Rikhus of the Rambam. That's what we have. And he quotes our Gemara. And he brings the Gemara, and that's what we have. So the Rambam, Lehedim, Therish, says, there's no bodies. The Rabbi right away on the spot argues in the Rambam and says, what do you mean there's no bodies? He brings the big Gemaras. He brings, says, first of all, look at the Gemara. The Gemara tells in Ksuvis, Atidim Tzadikim Sheamudu Biluvushayim. They get up with their clothing. And then we have the Gemara in Shabbos, we also learned that. And Gemara Nida, the Gemara says, don't bury me with the wrong clothing, because maybe I'll get up, maybe white, maybe black. I should have the clothing which is, you know, I should not look strange among all the Maasim. Right? And the Gemara says, so it brings several Gemaras. The Mashmos, the Gemara is not only that they have their bodies, they have clothing as well. So the Rambam argues strongly on the Rambam. How can the Rambam say that there's no bodies in Olam Haba? Many Gemaras beferish that say that there are bodies in Olam Haba. This is known to be the sheet of the Ramban. The Ramban, who really gave the keys to all what's going to happen in the world to come, in the Sefer called Shaar HaGmul. Shaar HaGmul, he speaks about the future. And there, he says, this is the concept. Olam Haba, not like the Ramban. Olam Haba, there will be bodies. The Guf is coming with Chiyah as well. The neshama goes back with the goof, and that's the whole idea of Olam Haba, that the bodies will be recreated, reborn again, and the neshama goes into the goof, and that's what's going to be in Olam Haba. That's the big machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, the famous machlokes, Rambam and the Ramban. Now, first of all, the Sefer Ikrim, was a Rishon, already mentions, and the Shlo speaks about it, that for the mashmos of before we get to the Sefer Ikrim, we'll get to something in a moment. But the according to the Rambam comes out Chura. The question of the Rambam is: what are the Rambam is going to do with this question of the Ravid and the Ramban? To the Mashmos and the Gemara, always the bodies will come back. The question of the Rambam. So the Nesekelim over here, the Kaseh Mishnah and the Lechem Mishnah, also a little bit of the Migdalois. And they're bringing the end of the Rambam, Frankel, they bring the Ritvaz and Shuva. They all call to say, Pshat the Rambam, Pshat is like this. So you know what the Rambam means? That there's no bodies? Not that the Rambam holds in Olam Haba, there will be no bodies, there will be only Neshamas. The Rambam agrees, there will be Tchias Sameisim, there will be bodies. Avad, yes, there will be. The bodies will come back, it's part of the whole Tchias Sameisim, the bodies come up, to resurrect it, so to speak, come back to Tchiyah. The Rambam is not talking about Eilul HaBo that comes in the end. The Rambam is talking about the time between death and Tchiyas HaMeisim. What happens once someone dies? What's the common knowledge that we know? Person dies, his neshama goes to Shammai. Neshama goes, leaves the body. The Rambam calls that Eilul HaBo. Meaning, Rambam and the Rambam are arguing that eventually Tchiyas HaMeisim means that the bodies will come back. But the question is, what does Olam Haba mean? The Rambam learns Olam Haba means the end, the world to come, after everything. The Rambam learns that Olam Haba means the middle time, between this world and Tchiyas HaMeisim. When you go to Shamayim, that's called Olam Haba, when the Shamas and the Guf separate. And here, that's what I want to mention before. So the Ikrib says, the Shlok quotes it, so that's the idea that's mentioned, we say in Davin and Shabbos. And in Aroich Lecho, in Kerek Lecho, depends on Ashka, or Spad, Pein Kerecho Bo'ilom Hazeh, Pein Do Lecho, and Pein Bo'ilom Hazeh, then goes, in Kerecho Shem Kerecho Bo'ilom Hazeh, Pein Zlos Cho Bo'ilom Habo, Eves Bil Techo Lomois HaMashiach, Pein Do Yom Lecho Tchiyas HaMeisim. We said, we speak about four different times. Bo'ilom Hazeh, Bo'ilom Habo, Lomois HaMashiach, Tchiyas HaMeisim. According to the Rambam, that's the right order. Yeah, Bo'ilom Hazeh, then comes Bo'ilom Habo, means after a person dies. Then comes Mashiach, and then after Tchiyas HaMeisim. That's the Rambam. According to the Ramban, it's not in order. Eilul HaBo comes in the end. Should be Eilul HaZeh, Mashiach, Tchiyas HaMeisim, Eilul HaBo. So that's a question, really, that the Sefer Ikrim and Shlob bring against the Ramban, that the Mashmos is like Rambam, according to the way the Nosef explained, that that's what the meaning is. The discussion is, what is Eilul HaBo? And Mimele, when we're speaking about the Gemara over here in Brochus, when the Gemara tells us that Eilul HaBo, you have tzaddikim neni meziv hashchina. So, according to the Rambam, we're not talking about Olam Haba, the future world. We're talking about the middle world, meaning when the neshama leaves the body. That's what we're talking about. The Rambam learns this is talking about the Olam Haba, it means neni meziv hashchina. You'll come with the body, and the body itself will enjoy meziv hashchina. But the Rambam learns, according to Neis HaKelim, this Gemara is not speaking about the future world, it's speaking about every time a person dies. And this connects very nicely with the Gemara, a daf and a half later, that we learned, the Gemara in daf Yitchesemud Beis, Yitchesemud Beis, the Gemara brings the stories of the neshamas, the left, the world, the big story of the chassid that went to sleep, and he hears the two neshamas discussing, talking about, they want to go hear what was the din, what was the judgment in Rosh Hashanah. And they go, and one neshama tells the other, let's go and hear what Beis Neshamah is saying. And the other neshama says, I'm sorry, I can't. Why? Because I'm buried in machtzelos shakayim. I'm covered with a type of material, straw, that I cannot leave, I cannot go with you. So the tzlach, the Neidib Yudah says, an unbelievable idea. What's that? So the idea is that when a person is buried, the body needs to decompose, and the neshama needs to leave the body. The whole point is the neshama must leave the body. But in order for the neshama to leave the body needs to decompose. The body has to go away. That's why, says the Tzlach, we're very careful to bury the meisim with tachrichim, their clothing that rot very easily and do not prevent the body from decomposing. Machtzel shekanim, that material, that mat, it's a shield, it covers it, protects the body, and causes the decomposure to take much longer. So you nail it what? That's what the one neshama tells the other. One neshama says, can we, let's go up to Shammai and let's see what's going on. Says the other neshama, I can't leave the body yet. The body's still here. The whole purpose of the burial is for the body to decompose and the neshama to leave the body. In order for the neshama to be able to go to Shammai. And that's really later in the same Gemara there, it says that Shmuel went to visit his father in Beis Kfaris. So what it says over there, he sees the group of Meisim in the Beis Kfaris. He tells them, where's my father? They told him, your father went to Masifta Derekia. Then he sees Levi. He says, Levi is sitting outside. So he asks Levi two questions. Then Vilna Gaon says, he's asking Levi two questions. First of all, why are you not sitting with everybody else? Second, why didn't you go to Masifta Derekia? So here you see another thing. The neshama has two stages. One stage, the neshama is still here in the Beis Kfaris, wherever the bodies are. And then later, they go up to Shammai. Levi, the question is, first of all, why are you not sitting with everybody else? Second, why didn't you go to Shammai? Because the neshamas need, in order for the neshama really to be able to go up to Shemayim, and then it was a as the Rambam learns it, that he needs to leave the body completely. And Kolzman, the body's still here, the neshama cannot leave it totally. The Malbim in Parshas Vayichi points out that Yosef allowed, made his father, he did the chanata. Made him what? He, what did, what?
Bombed him.
He bombed Yaakov Avinu. So says the Baal Me'ad, how can it be? He doesn't allow the body to decompose as a shaykh. So says the Malbim, that Tzadik and Gemorim don't need it. They don't need the body to decompose. For regular people, so that in order for the neshama, the bottom part of the neshama to leave the body, you need the body to get go away. But the big tzaddikim, that their whole life, they were living a life of ruchnius, the body doesn't prevent the neshama from going up there. And that's Pshat that says the real tzaddikim, the body never decomposes. Because you don't need the body to decompose, the neshama can go up to Shemayim. That's really the Gemara, come on, that's really the Gemara that has the base. You see this idea that the neshama needs to separate the guf. According to the Rambam, that's what's called the Lomabo, that's the Noisa came, explain, answer the Rambam. The Rambam agrees that at the end of the days, the guf and the neshama come together. There's other answers. There's other answers to explain how the, what does the Rambam mean that the body doesn't come together. One answer is brought down in the name of Chaim Vital. Chaim Vital, and then the Leshem, who was a big Mekubal, grandfather of Eliashiv, writes in length in a Sefer, that really Tchias Amazes has two stages. There's the first stage, where still people will be with their bodies, and they will be living in this world with their bodies, having a world and a Neshama and body together. Then there's a stage number two, where really everything will be more Neshama, it will be more spiritual. The Rambam could be speaking with Tchias about the end stage, where it could be only Neshamas. And the Ramban is speaking of stage number one. It's not an argument. Just the question is which Olam Haba we're talking about, which stage of Olam Haba. And then with the Gemara over here and Gemara Bracha speaks about Olam Haba, speaks literally, but we call Olam Haba, which was the world to come. But the end of the day is when there's no goof anymore, there's all in Hashem. But I want to end with is a pshat, which seems to be maybe the easiest pshat for, especially for people that learned the Ramchal and his farm, almost in every sefer he speaks about the stages of what's going to happen in the world to come. It's not easy to understand, but in general, what the Rav Chaim speaks about, coming from the Mekubalim, is the idea that today we have an Neshama and a Guf. And when and then there's a few stages, but every stage, the Guf, the body, it elevates to become the level of the Neshama. Meaning our bodies, in Tchias Tameisim, will be so spiritual, they'll be like our Neshamas today. And our neshamas will go up to a much higher place. And then there will be another stage where the neshamas, the goof will go even higher, and the neshamas will go even higher. Every stage, everything becomes a drop more spiritual. So the goof does become with the neshamas today. When we look at the neshama today, so spiritual, so ruchni, that is what the body is going to be in the Tchias Amesim. So I saw that my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapira, Zechatzai Levracha, in his Shirim and Chelik, saw the beautiful summary that my good chaver, Rabbi Yossi Shonkov, is working on. And he writes there, in the Shir and Chelik, he says, that's what he said there in the Shir, that that's maybe the Pshah and the Rambam and the Ramban. They're not arguing, the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban says there will be bodies. Obviously, there will be a body. There will be a body and the Neshama. That's what Chesed Mesiv comes. That's what will be a Lomabo. Lomabo is the Neshama and the body together. The Rambam that says it's called the Neshama doesn't say there's no bodies. We will have bodies, but the bodies will be in the level of neshama today. And the same with the neshama today doesn't need food and drink. If there's no jealousy or hatred or competition, that's where the body will be in the world to come. There will be what we call a neshama and a body. There will be a guf and neshama. There will be the more spiritual element of Adam and the more physical element of Adam. But that physical element of Adam will be in the level of the neshama is today. So you may know the Ram and the Ramban again, according to this explanation, are not arguing. The Rambam is talking about the guf from our standpoint, where we are today. He says the world to come, there will be no guf. Because the guf will be in the level of neshama. The Rambam is talking about the fact, will there be this concept? There's a neshama and a guf. The answer is, there will be a neshama and a guf. And there's no argument, according to this explanation, between the Rambam and the Ramban, even though Alpanav looks like the Rambam holds that there's no guf in Olam Haba, and the Ramban says that there is a guf in Olam Haba. Seder.